Last Tuesday is June 6th this year, 2017. As you know that this month is the 73rd anniversary of the Normandy landings. And in the military, D-Day is the day on which a combat attack or operation is to be initiated. So the best known D-Day is during World War II, on June 6, 1944, the day of the Normandy landings, initiating the Western Allied effort to liberate mainland Europe from Nazi Germany. So on D-Day, Rani, these slides, please. On D-Day, Operation Overlord, the long-awaited invasion of Nazi-occupied Europe, began with 150,000 Allied armies from the United States, Britain, and Canada, with 14,000 Canadian soldiers landing on the coast of Normandy. On D-Day, the 3rd Canadian Infantry Division landed on Juno Beach. In that day, one day of fighting, there were 1,074 Canadian casualties with 359 killed. There is an elderly man, Canadian gentleman, a man of 83, arrived in Paris by plane. At the French custom desk, the man took a few minutes to locate his passport in his carry-on bag. "You have been to France before, Monsieur?" the custom officer asked sarcastically. The elderly gentleman admitted he had been to France previously. "Then you should know enough to have your passport ready," the Canadian senior said. "The last time I was here, I didn't have to show it." "Impossible. Canadians always have to show their passport on arriving in France." So the Canadian senior gave the Frenchman a look, hard look, and then he quietly explained, "Well, when I came ashore at Juno Beach on D-Day in June 6, 1944, to help liberate this country, I couldn't find any Frenchman to show it to." But now, let's focus on God at this moment. My topic this morning is about focusing on God. Focus on God. Focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. In Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 to 8, Paul said, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the basic principles of this world rather than of Christ." What is focus? According to the learningworksforkids.com, focus is the thinking skill that allows people to begin a task without procrastination and then maintain their attention and effort until the task is complete. Focus helps people pay attention in the midst of distractions and setbacks and to sustain the effort and energy needed to reach a goal. For example, a child would be using good focus skills when sitting down to begin an essay and then diligently writing until the assignment is done without getting distracted by the television, internet, or friends. So in other words, focus is the center of interest or activity or the state or quality of having or producing clear visual definition. Nicholas Holt is an English actor and model said, "Nowadays, we have so many things that take our attentions. Phones, internet, and perhaps we need to disconnect from those and focus on the immediate world around us and the people that are actually present." How many of you wear eyeglasses? One, two, three, four, five, six. Or how many of you did wear glasses but fixed the problem with surgery? So expensive. Oh, you're rich people. You're rich people. It's so expensive, but it's good for you. For some people, that, but it's okay. You know what? Since I was 12 years old, I have worn glasses to see objects in the distance. That's why you see me always wearing eyeglasses. Everything more than a foot away is out of focus. And the farther away it gets, the fuzzier it becomes. That is why I wear eyeglasses for distance, so I can see all of you just fine. But when I have them in, they prevent me from focusing my eyes on what is right in front of me. Then I have to use my bifocals in order to read. So every day I have to make a decision about what to focus on in order to get anything done. So my goals determine my focus. So the same thing is true physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Without focus, we will not achieve the goals before us. Without focus, we will not gain the reward in the race. We are all aware that highly successful people focus on what is important. They learn to mentally fix their sights on what is ahead. We see it in business, politics, and in athletic world. Mayul, known professionally as Jack Ma, is a Chinese business magnate who is the founder and executive chairman of Alibaba Group, a family of successful internet-based business. He was born in a poor family when China's cultural revolution was at its peak. He started to study English at a young age and practice English daily by conversing with English speakers at Hangzhou Hotel, a 40-minute bike ride from his home. As a teenager, he would give them tours around the city for free to improve his English. So he knew that the only way he could get rid of poverty was through education. So he did this for 9 years. So he became pen pals with one of those foreigners who nicknamed him Jack because he found it hard to pronounce his Chinese name. Later in his youth, Ma struggled to attend college. So the Chinese entrance examinations are held only once a year, and it took Jack 4 years to pass. So after that, he attended Hangzhou Teachers Institute, currently known as Hangzhou Normal University, and graduated in 1988 with a Bachelor of Arts in English. So while at school, he was head of the student council. After graduation, he became a lecturer of English and international trade at Hangzhou Dianzi University. So he later enrolled at Beijing-based Chungkong Graduate School of Business and graduated in 2006. So he started applying for different colleges but got rejected from one of them. And he said, "People call me E.T. E.T. means extraterrestrial, an alien. I don't listen to them." He also added, "I applied for Harvard University 10 times, got rejected, and I told myself that someday I should go teach there." Even after applying for 30 different jobs, all he ever faced was plain rejection in 3 simple words: "You're no good." And when he applied for a job at Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was the only one who got turned down out of 24 people. So he said, "When KFC rejected me for job, I felt God telling me to start Alibaba." So, but that only made him stronger. So in 1995, when internet was blooming, he got shocked when no result appeared from China when he searched beer. And that's when he came up with an idea of an online marketplace. But even after start Alibaba, he could not make it profitable, and it was about to get bankrupt. So he asked 17 of his friends to invest in his vision because he still believed in his idea. And soon, Alibaba became the largest e-commerce store in the world. Today, Jack Ma is the richest man in China and has a net worth of $31 billion. So Jack Ma's story teaches us that it is never too late to believe in yourselves. Never lose hope. Keep focused to your goal. Never give up. And the Lord is watching us, and He will guide us to success. To success. So, what is the secret of His success? I want to show this 153 minutes video, just to encourage you about His success.
Can you please explain? Because I failed the key primary school test for 2 times, and I failed 3 times for the middle schools. You know, for 3 years I tried to go to the university, so I applied jobs for 30 times, got rejected. I went for a police, they said, no, you're not good. I went to even the KFC, when KFC came to China, I'm going to say, 24 people went for the job. 23 people accepted. I was only a guy. And we went for police. 5 people, 4 of them accepted. I was only a guy in another city. So to me, they turned down, rejected. Oh, by the way, I told you that I applied for Harvard for 10 times rejected. I know we were rejected. We have to get used to it. We're not that good. Even today, we still have a lot of rejectors. I don't think in this world a lot of people be rejected more than 30 times. If we still, the only thing we don't give up, the only thing that we're going to force to God, we keep on fighting. We keep on choosing ourselves. We don't complain. Whether you are successful or not successful, I find the most people, when they finish the job, if they make a mistake, they fail. If they always complain to others, this guy will never come back. If the guy only check himself, yeah, something wrong over here, something wrong over there, this guy has a problem.
What does the Bible say about focus? Distraction is the nemesis of focus. We are constantly tempted to pull away from a consistent focus on Christ. As a result, we often find ourselves being tossed to and fro by the concerns of life. Keeping focus on Christ means that we are purposely fading out everything that pulls us away from connecting with God. It is disciplined lifestyle of choosing to see every blessings and struggles through the lens of Christ. How can we stay focused in a world of busyness? Are you focusing in your prayer life? Is focusing on the Lord a struggle for you? Is there something holding you back from the Lord? Do you remember the times when you used to be on fire for God? Do you remember the days when you look forward to worshiping the Lord? Are you easily distracted in worship? First, are you focusing in worship right now? Focus on God. In Psalms 34:5, those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Have you ever been in the company of someone who makes time with God a priority? There is certain radiance in their attitude, prayers, and overall outlook on life. Their investment of focusing intently on God instead of their circumstances magnifies His glory on their lives. Seek after the Lord first in our day with a precision-like focus on His presence. You can yell like a lion and say and not say one thing to God. You can scream and pray boldly, but your prayer still won't touch heaven. Examine ourselves. Are we just throwing words around or are we focusing? God looks at the heart. There are people who can ramble and say repetitive things and not think about God once. Do our hearts align with the words that come out of our mouth? Are we looking to God or are we praying to Him while our minds are on other things? We have to fight this. This does not only apply to worship, but this also applies to all religious activities. We can serve at church while our hearts are away from the Lord. Some people struggle with this. Sometimes we have to sit in prayer for an hour until our heart is aligned with God. We have to wait for His presence. God, I just want you. God, I need you. God, help me focus. I can't live like this. We have to be desperate for God. And if we are not desperate for Him, that is a big problem. Fight for more focus on Him. There is a time that we pray for these things, but worship is not about blessings. Worship is about God alone. It's all about Him. We have to get to a point where we cannot breathe until we are so focused in Him and His presence. Do you want God? I hope you do. The one thing that you want in your life that you cannot live without, is it God? We must learn to treasure God. In Matthew 15, 8 to 9, these people, Pharisees and the teachers of the law, honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by men. Second, when you focus on God, you will not focus on anything else. Focus on eternal life. Peter said to Christians in Rome in 3:13, 2 Peter, he said, "But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness." Many of us today struggle with so many things, and many of us being weighed down by the trials of life. If we would just focus on God, we would understand that these things are just so little compared to Him. So why do we need to think God tells us to be still? When we are not still, our minds is going to be filled with so much noise from the trials around us. Sometimes we have to run and be alone with the Lord and be still before Him. Allow God to calm our fears and worries. God is who He says He is. He is our shelter. He is our provider. He is our healer. He is our strength. When we are so focused on God in the midst of a trial that shows a heart that trusts in the Lord, nothing in hell can scare a heart that trusts in the Lord. But we must focus on God and worship Him for His grace of eternal life. There are many times in our lives when we sit and worry, but instead, why are not we praying? I believe this is one of the main reasons why people struggle with depression. We dwell on the negative, and we let these thoughts simmer into our soul instead of seeking our God. The best antidote for worry is worship. Prophet Isaiah said in 26 verse 3, "You will keep the mind that is dependent on you in perfect peace, for it is trusting in you." In Psalms 91 verses 14 to 16, "Because He has focused His love on me, I will deliver Him. I will protect Him because He knows my name. When He calls out to me, I will answer Him. I will be with Him in His distress. I will deliver Him, and I will honor Him. With long life will I satisfy Him and show Him my salvation." Third, in this life, there are so many things that seek to distract us. Focus on things above. Colossians 3:2, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things." At the present moment, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven, interceding for you and everyone who belongs to Him. Many times we pray through times of difficulty, and it feels like our trials will never change. Not only does the Lord motivate other believers to pray for you, Jesus our Lord is praying for you and us as well. Every time we pray, remember that the Lord is praying along with you and I, that God's will be done. Are we losing the fight that we once had? And if so, are we willing to fight for God? If we don't fight for more of Him, we are going to lose Him. Once we start losing the presence of God, we have to fight. It's time to make war. What consumes our mind controls our life. Don't focus on our adversaries. Focus on God's possibilities. So true faith is keeping our eyes on God when the world around us is fading apart. John MacArthur said, "The more you focus on yourself, the more distracted you will be from the proper path. The more you know God and communion with Him, the more the Spirit will make you like Him. The more you are like Him, the better you will understand His utter sufficiency for all of life's difficulties. And that is the only way to know real satisfaction. There are distractions everywhere. Everything seeks to slow us down and keep us preoccupied. This present world turns our hearts away from God. That is why when many people worship, their words do not align with their heart. We are so distracted by everything else and we forget God. We forget what is in front of us." Jesus said in Matthew 19:23, "Truly, I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven." You know what? People in the Philippines think that people live in North America are rich. In some countries, we are millionaires. All these lights, electronics, and luxuries are meant to distract us. I barely watch TV programs because it can be so addicting. When you are driving, you are not going to be focused on what is behind you because that is extremely dangerous. In the same way, it is extremely dangerous to focus on the things of this world. You will be hindered. You will not seek the Lord with all your heart because you have to keep on looking back. Forget the past and stop hanging around those that are hindering us. Fix our eyes on Christ. Allow Him to lead us more and more to Him. We cannot do God's will while we are actually looking back. Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians 3:13-14, "No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. Fourth, think about Christ. Focus on His decrees. In Psalms 119:6, "Then I shall not put to shame, not to be put in shame, having my eyes fixed on all your commandments." Verse 112, "My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end." A careful and deliberated study, heart is set, sorry, my eyes is blurry. I got drops yesterday, so I cannot focus. Even myself, I cannot focus. It's a little bit blurry. I have a checkup yesterday. And a careful and deliberated study into God's Word will always realign our focus with His will. The Holy Scriptures can direct our attention towards the spiritual gaps. Many times, our busyness hardens our hearts to the realities of our shortcomings and simple ways. However, by allowing the penetration of God's Word, the Holy Bible, our vision is softened and we see more clearly the way of the Lord. Study the Holy Bible with greater diligence than any other activity of our day. What our thoughts being filled with? Is it Christ? We have to make war with our thoughts. Our mind loves to dwell on everything, but God and remain there. Let us pray that God help us to notice when our mind drifts off to something else. Let us fight with our thoughts. I learned that preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to ourselves is a great way to keep our minds on Christ. Sometimes we have to make a moment to just praise the Lord and give Him thanks. A moment of genuine worship lasts a lifetime. It gets our focusing straight. So fifth, when you're not focused on God, you will make mistakes. Focus on the right path. Proverbs 23:19, set your heart on the right path. Every day, there are different paths for us to take. We choose daily the paths of righteousness or unrighteousness. Sometimes, the right path is filled with uncertainty. Does God really hear my prayers? Risk. Does God really want me to go this way? Or potential disruption. How is this all going to work out? Yet, if we trust in the Lord with all our hearts and our minds, Christ will surely lead us to the right way. It is our responsibility to choose the right thing, even if it brings pain. When we start to lose focus, we stop making war with sin. Our discernment will be off, and we are slow to do God's will. We become impatient. We must be on guard and be strong in the Lord. But how can we be strong in the Lord if we are not focused on the Lord? Get into the Word daily and be a doer, not a hearer. So how can we know God's instruction if we are not in His Word? In Proverbs 5:1-2, my son, stay focused. Listen to the wisdom I have gained. Give attention to what I have learned about life, so you may be able to make sensible judgment and speak with knowledge. 1 Peter 5:8, Peter said to the Christians in Rome, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. 6. Focus our thoughts on Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1, therefore, holy brothers, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, the apostle and high priest, whom we confess. Our minds are constantly bombarded with thoughts about ourselves, work, family, friends, finances, and more. Even when we determine to pray and study the scriptures, our minds can float away to other places, rendering our time with God as fruitless. It is when we discipline our mind to focus on Jesus and what He has done in order that we may have eternal life. We are changed. Pay attention to when our thoughts wander and ask the Lord to help us discipline our mind. 7. Focus on grace. In Peter 1:13-15, therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. Sometimes we have a good streak of religious activity, such as serving in the church, fasting over a period of time, spending rich moments in prayer or Bible study. We can be tempted to forget about grace. We may start to feel a little proud of ourselves for being so faithful to God without focusing on how He gives the grace for us to do it. It is God's unmerited favor on our lives that gives us the ability to do works of righteousness. Take a moment to reflect on His rich grace on our lives and give thanks to God for it. 8. Focus our eyes on Jesus. Hebrews 12:3. Let us fix our eyes in Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. As believers in Christ, we are running on the track of life towards our Savior. Christ is at the finishing line with a great group of witnesses on the sidelines, cheering us forward. Those who run in races recognize the value of focusing on crossing that finish line. Those who are distracted by the crowds, weather, or other runners tend to lose their speed, costing them the race. Let us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus in spite of the storms and trials that want to consume our attention. 9. Focus, focus, focus. Wearing eyeglasses helps many of us see more clearly. Otherwise, our world would look like a blurry mess. Focusing on the Lord instead of our needs or wants takes great discipline. We must be willing to lay aside our fears, worries, or anything that seeks to drain us of hope in Jesus Christ. He knows that we need and when we must absolutely have it. Our focus should and always remain grounded in faith that God is in control. Take some time today to clean our spiritual glasses so we can see more clearly the Lord who loves us unconditionally. 10. Don't give up. Stop trusting our circumstances. Just trust in God. As His children, He will not forsake us. Never. Be still and wait on Him. God is always faithful. Put our focus back on Him. You know, Prophet Jonah said in 2 verse 7, when I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord, and my earnest prayer went to you in your holy temple. So pray for more focus on the Lord. Take extra steps to help us focus, such as eat healthy, get more sleep, and refrain from alcohol. Sometimes fasting is needed. It has been such a blessing to our lives. Real change comes from the inside out. And when the Bible says, be made new in the attitude of your mind, Ephesians 4:23, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. So God is reminding us that every behavior starts with a thought. So if we want to change the way we act, we have to change the way we think. And we do that by confessing our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, because that helps us to think differently about ourselves, our situations, and our sins. It reminds us that God is at work within us. When we confess our faith in Christ, we are no longer focused on what we once did or focused on trying not to do it again. Instead, we are focusing on what we believe to be true and on how the Word of God says things could be. If we follow Jesus, our Lord and Savior, in faith and in obedience. Keep our eyes focused on Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith.